Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about returning to God. What that looks like, some of our attitude when we need to return to God, our attitude when those around us need to return to God, and how we relate to Him, how we relate to them. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week with a look at returning with love and justice. A great combination that represents Jesus well as we experience that from God, as we extend that to others because of how God has given it to us. And so looking today at a verse out of Hosea 12, verse 6, he says, "But you must return to your God, maintain love and justice, and wait for your God always." Hosea is an interesting book of the Old Testament, a prophet of God that really was used as a example, you know, to live out what it looks like. From God's perspective, when people are disobedient, when we're unfaithful to Him, and His constant desire that we would return, and His love for us calls us home no matter where we've gone. And when we return to God, we not only return with a sense of love and justice, we experience that love and justice. And I've said this numerous times in these broadcasts, in the teaching and preaching that I do, when the idea of justice comes up, that from God's perspective, it's generally about making things right. We tend to think often in our American culture, at least, as justice being a punishment. We think of our justice system, and some because of the brokenness that exists within it, some because of just our human desire for revenge. Oftentimes we kind of look at it as a place of punishment, and making things right, having justice God's way, will often involve consequences. Will often involve making things right in a way that, well, causes the offender to pay, to feel at least like they're being punished. But it's like discipline. The heart behind it, from God's perspective, is that we become restored to Him. And so when we return to God, when we find ourselves having drifted away, having walked away, having run away, whatever caused us to be not where we ought to be, not where we want to be, not where God wants us to be, those causes come from a variety of things in our life. But God says when we return with love and justice. Not that we're necessarily carrying a lot of that with us, but that's what we'll find. And it is born out of God's love towards us. His justice. His desire to make things right. And I love how this verse ends that we looked at. He says, "And wait for God." The Bible tells us that God is not slow, as some count slowness, but rather He is patient, not wanting any to perish, but that all would come to repentance, all would change, would turn, would allow God to transform them into something new. And when we consider what it looks like, as with all of these characteristics, I believe it's important that we look at ourselves first. How have I experienced God's love and His justice? How has God made things right for me? There are times where life happens in such a way, the decisions are made in such a way that we begin to believe, and I think part of the amplification of that is the enemy works very diligently to convince us that there's no coming back. We've gone too far, that there's no possibility of restoration. We can never make things right. And while there are things in life that we find ourselves involved in the midst of, we find ourselves doing that can't be undone, the power of God's Spirit within us can make us right with God and can make us right with one another. It's not always about undoing. Sometimes it's about letting go of the past and growing. Not letting go in a sense that we ignored and learned nothing from it, but it's kind of similar to what I was told many years ago, and I don't even remember who told me this. But he talked about life experiences, and he says it's like chewing gum. We chew on it, and we get the flavor out. We get what is good and necessary, and then we spit it out. When it no longer has flavor, when it no longer is good. And sometimes with those life experiences, we have to chew on them a while to get the good out of it. We have to chew on them a while to get what we needed. But there reaches a point of time where there's nothing left in it that's beneficial. There's nothing left in it that's useful. We have to just spit it out and move on. And the wisdom of God's Spirit within us helps us to know when it's time to move on. And living that Christian life, living that life that honors Jesus, carries us when it's time to return. And so we return with love and justice when we find ourselves distant from God, but part of the purpose of that is so that we know how to treat others when they're distant, when they need to return. That we live with the same patience that God has towards us, that God has towards them. We live with the same love and justice that we needed and that we need to show to others. See, we return with love and justice when we begin to treat people like God has treated us. When we begin to treat people like God treats them. Because making things right is something that we can be involved in and we need to be involved in, but in reality, it's something that only can be done through God. And so we lean heavily upon His love. Upon His justice, upon His patience, as we wait for that day when all things will be restored and we see Him face to face. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has shown us justice in a way that we could never imagine or invent on our own. You've shown us how to make things right when we've been wrong, when we've wronged You, when we've sinned, and there is no return to where things were. And yet you bring justice through Jesus. You make things right through forgiveness and mercy. You make things right as we choose to repent, to change our mind and our direction, our actions. And God, today, as we live life, wherever we find ourselves, whether we begin this day walking hand in hand with you, walking side by side in a close relationship, or whether we begin this day somehow distant, may we recognize your desire that we return. May we recognize you're patiently waiting for us. That we return with that attitude of love and justice that not only do we need, but that you have. And Father, as we live life today, as we pay attention to the people around us, as we notice the struggles of life that they experience, struggles that may be caused by their own choices, struggles that may be caused by the difficulty of life, struggles that may be because they've become distant from you or have never been in relationship with you. Struggles that we may never know what it was that brought them about. But Father, as we notice that, as we pay attention to the people, may we help them to see the way back, to see the way to you for the first time, to see the love and justice that you have. May they be aware of that because they see it in us. They experience it through us. May we learn that patience that you have with us, how to extend it to others, how to help them to grow and experience the embrace of one who longs for them to return. And God, today, as we go about life and we live with that embrace of Jesus, with the knowledge that He has made things right between us and you, may we lift Him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.